This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Washburn man has filed a lawsuit against Bayfield County for the return of horses that were seized during an investigation. The horses were taken by the sheriff's office and the county humane officer following allegations that they were living in poor conditions. The man filing the lawsuit was later charged with false imprisonment and battery after being accused of hitting someone who was serving him papers and preventing them from leaving. Authorities say the return of the horses is pending the result of the investigation into those charges. City of Duluth and St. Louis County officials are discussing plans to protect the Scandia Cemetery from further erosion. The location of the graveyard next to Lake Superior has caused serious shoreline erosion damage, even leading to some graves being unearthed over the summer. County officials have determined that a $2.5 million retaining wall is needed to protect the rest of the cemetery and plan to ask the state for environmental emergency funding to build it. City officials say the retaining wall would also protect nearby residential properties. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is highlighting some of their new offerings from the past year, including $6 million in funding to provide free driver training courses to low-income students. DMV officials say the program helped nearly 10,000 students through the new Driver Education Grant Program. The agency also updated thousands of driver records to include emergency contact information for authorities in case of an accident and delivered nearly 170,000 hybrid or EV stickers for vehicles. The Pioneer Village Museum Board is looking for support from the community as they pursue a $2.5 million building project. According to organization officials, the project would host a welcome center, new offices, and a gift shop at the Barron County Museum, as well as a storage facility that meets the special air quality requirements needed to store historical artifacts. The museum board is looking for donations to help them achieve those goals, and contributions can be mailed directly to their facility marked for the building project. Health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. The state has already seen an elevated number of neurovirus and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates, and RSV cases are low but starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents traveled to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors. The Wisconsin Counties Association is asking for significant funding to clear backlogs in the overburdened court system. Association officials are requesting a $70 million increase in the next biennial state budget, complaining that counties are spending significantly more themselves on the system than the state is. Amid the backlogs, county officials say they've had to pay for things like expansions in county jails to create more space. They also say the cost of projects like that eventually trickles down, forcing taxpayers to foot the bill. The Barron County Plan Commission has agreed to recommend rezoning the Burton Family Trust property in Rice Lake for mixed-use development. Plans for the land are still in the early phases, but officials intend to sell off small portions of it for things like multifamily housing, childcare facilities, and retail opportunities. If the Rice Lake City Council follows the recommendation of the County Plan Commission, the first proposal to be considered would be a 60-unit market-rate apartment building on a 4.5-acre parcel of the land. Authorities say a suspect related to a Sunday shooting in Hayward has been arrested. LCO Tribal Police and SWAT teams from Sawyer and Washburn counties were dispatched to reports of the shooting at around 4 p.m. on Sunday. They found one victim with a gunshot wound at the scene who was taken to the hospital. Authorities have not provided an update on their condition. 42-year-old Santino Pacheco was arrested on Monday and is expected to be charged with first-degree intentional homicide and recklessly endangering safety. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report has found that the average household income is not keeping up with the average price of a home. According to the report, the median sales price for a home in Wisconsin rose over 50% from about $173,000 to about $265,000 between 2017 and 2022. During the same period, the median household income only grew about 20% from just under $60,000 to just under $71,000, creating a home price-to-income ratio of 3.7. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new initiative to increase access to housing for residents struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues. The initiative will provide housing support services to state Medicaid members experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness through local partners, including organizations affiliated with a tribal nation or the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Continuum of Care program. Those services will be offered beginning on February 1st. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Marquette basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles are on the road in Rhode Island tonight to take on the Providence Friars. Marquette now 11-2 for the season. Head coach Shaka Smart on being ranked 8th in the nation again this week.
In sports, it comes down to what color you're wearing, you know, and which side you're on and which perspective you have. You know, what I tell our guys is we're going to control the controllables, and it doesn't change regardless of the results out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago against the Bulls. A recap on those games coming up later tonight. NFL, the Packers reviewing the tape of their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought there was a lot of things within our own control in terms of playing with fundamentals and discipline that we did not do a very good job of, and that was disappointing. It just was sloppy football.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. All I wanted was to hold on and live. Those are the words of Gail Godot, who recently gave birth to her fourth daughter. The drama surrounding the birth was right out of a movie script, as the actress revealed that during the eighth month of her pregnancy, an MRI showed a massive blood clot in her brain. Godot was rushed into surgery and during the operation gave birth to her daughter Ori. The 39-year-old actress says the name means my light and that it was appropriate as Hanukkah is a celebration of light and miracles. Golden Globes host Nikki Glaser might have a furrowed brow through this year's broadcast. You can chalk that up to bad timing, as the comedian was planning on getting plastic surgery but had to reschedule once she got the gig. Glaser says she was planning on getting a brow lift, but her agent advised her to wait until after the Golden Globes. Translation? Instead of looking surprised when she reads the nominees, she'll look grumpy. The Golden Globes air Sunday, January 5th on CBS. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.